हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। वी आर सीइंग द पोर्शन ऑफ कठोपनिषद, द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ द फर्स्ट सेक्शन ऑफ सेकंड चैप्टर। ऑलमोस्ट अबाउट टू फिनिश द चैप्टर, द फर्स्ट सेक्शन ऑफ सेकंड चैप्टर। And here, Upanishad talks about the consequence of not understanding the essential oneness. Absolutely, what is only the truth. Only the reality. And that reality is abstract, subtlest. That reality is of the nature of limitlessness in terms of time, space, and object. That is why the reality is implied with the term Brahma. And that reality, being all pervasive, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is also implied by the term Atma. And it is this Atma which should be discovered, which is really there as the very truth of I, the truth of everything, the truth of, when I say the truth, I mean that which lends existence. The truth is that which lends existence. The truth of I, the truth of everything, the truth of living, non-living, mobile, immobile beings, the truth of everything, the truth of the entirety of the objective universe, the truth of the subject is one and the same truth. The truth of the universe is Ishvara. The truth of every individual is Jiva. And the Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one because truth is one. One has to discover this non-difference, for which one has to discover one's own Swarupa. To know that I am non-different from Ishvara, to know I itself am Brahma, one has to discover one's own Swarupa. So unless and until a person discovers his non-difference, one will continue to be in samsara. This is the consequence of not seeing the essential oneness. So we saw the last mantra. Fourteenth mantra. Yathodakam durge vrishtam parvateshu vidhavati evam dharman prithak pashyan tanevanu vidhavati. So punaha api beda darshana apavadam brahmanaha aha. We saw that already, you have seen. I said I'll explain again. This mantra does not present a really great example, no. But still it is a great example. Why it's not a very great example? Doesn't really sound very, very easy, appropriate. Very apt. We can't say Upanishad example is not appropriate. It doesn't seem to be apt, really speaking. It is an example, good example. But the example should be understood as an example without stretching it too much. What's the example given here? The water poured on the top of the mountain or rained on the top of the mountain. When it starts flowing downwards, doesn't flow as one huge river. All the water poured on the top of the river, mountain, the peak of the mountain, does not flow as one huge river. Instead, it starts flowing on all sides or slopes of all the mountain. So it gets scattered. So there seems to be many small streaks of water, streams of water, and it flows downwards. When you see a big river, a huge river like Thames, our Ganga, in India, the river Ganga is said to be Jeevanadi. No, it's said to be Jeevanadi. Jeevayati iti Jeevanadi. The river which lends life for all many number of beings. So the river lends life means the river lives always. It survives always. It never gets dried. The river, a huge river like Ganga, never becomes dry. Always river is full of water. Suppose in monsoon times, it will go breaking the shores, banks. It come up, but never becomes dry. Always the river flows. So the river always is there as river. It's called Jeevanadi. So big rivers always are there. But small streaks of water, small streams, sometimes in summer they become dry. And here, instead of flowing as one river, one huge river, the water flowing on the top of the peak of the mountain, naturally on the slopes flowing downwards, flows like small, tiny streams and streaks. And as they flow down, what happens? They get absorbed in the soil, or even they become evaporated also. So finally, the water disappears. You cannot see the trace. There's no water. Why does it happen? If it remained as one huge river, suppose it cannot flow. If it flew like as one huge river, then it would not have disappeared. It would have been the small stream, the water would not have disappeared. Instead of flowing as one huge river, flowing downwards all around the slopes of the mountain, as too many small streams and streaks, water disappeared. This is an example. This is a fact about the water showered on the top of the mountain. Similarly here, the person who does not understand the oneness of the truth being one, non-different, non-plural, non-dual, non-plural, non-multiple, non-dual, one, secondless, one which is free from different divisions and differences. That's a person also. Seeing the plurality also disappears. Disappears in the sense what? He continues to be in samsara. I mean, he comes to an end. His life comes to an end as a jiva. Assuming another body, he'll be born again. So he'll continue to be in samsara. This is the meaning conveyed by this mantra. Yatha udakam durge durgame deshe uchrite vrishtam siktam. The water which rained on the top of the mountain. Parvateshu, parvatavatsu, nimna pradeshesu, and the slopy regions, vidhavati. runs, flows downwards. Vikirnam sat vinashyati. Why does the water vinashyati? Why does the water perishes? Why does the water perish? Vinashyati. Perish means what? Water becomes absorbed in different places because it goes a small stream, a stream. And water is not available anymore. Not being available anymore is what? Is said to be perishing. Water perishes. Why? Vikirnam. Vikirnam only perishes. Vikirnam means because it becoming dissipated, flowing in small, normal small streams, it water perishes. Suppose the water did not become dissipated. All the water together flow as one huge river. Then it wouldn't have become perished. That is the idea. Evam, in this manner, dharman atmanaha bhinnan prathak pashyan. Similarly, the person who sees other jivas to be different from one's own self, dharman, jivan, atmanaha bhinnan prathak pashyan. Seeing other jivas to be different from oneself, separating them, prithageva, prati shariram pashyan. In every body, there is a jiva which is different from every other jiva. So, every jiva is different from me. Every jiva is different from every other jiva. Every jiva is different from Ishvara. One who sees this division, a difference, one who sees jiva jiva bheda, thereby one who sees jiva Ishvara bheda, one who sees jivas to be plural, multiple, such a person, pati shariram pashyan, taneva sharira bheda anuvartinaha anuvidhavati. He runs after them. He runs after those jivas. Which jivas? Sharira bheda anuvartinaha. Sharira bheda anuvarti means one who sees, one who continues to remain as the one who sees the difference. Anuvartate iti anuvarti. Anuvartate iti anuvarti. One who continues to remain as the seer of the difference. Sharira bheda anuvartinaha anuvidhavati. When ignorant jiva has been sharira bheda anuvarti. Sharira bheda anuvartinaha anuvidhavati. Dhavati, vidhavati, anuvidhavati, means what goes after them means this person continues to remain in samsara. So the person who does not know one's own sorupam is atma jnani, atma sorupa jnani. Person does not know one's own self, naturally he will mistaking his own body, mind and complex for the self. He will see himself, first of all, as an individual. That he will isolate himself from the rest of the world. Thereby, he will see himself as the one who is different from Ishvara. Thereby, he will see himself as the one different from every other jiva. He will see every other jiva being different from every other jiva. So this person will see, Atma Jnani will helplessly see this jiva jiva bheda, jiva Ishvara bheda. He'll see all the differences. Such a person, taneva anividhavati, he follows them only, means what? Whom? Those people who see this difference, see difference of jivas. Even though jiva, all the jivas are essentially one. Still, he sees the difference. Why does he see the difference? In keeping with the difference in the body, upadis. The upadis are different. Therefore, mistake the upadis. In keeping with the upadis, he mistakes the jivas obtained upadis also to be different. Sharira Beda Anuvartinaha. He anuvidhavati. So this person continues to be ignorant, following other ignorant people who mistake the jivas to be many in keeping within plurality of the bodies, in keeping the difference in the bodies. That's the meaning of this mantra. So, sharira bhedameva prithak. Punah punaha pratipadyate. Punaha punaha sharira bhedameva prithak pratipadyate. Again and again, this person attains the difference in the body, which means what? The person continues to be in samsara. So, don't stretch the example too much. Okay? Seeing the difference of oneself from Ishvara is seeing the difference in the jivas. And such difference will make a person continue to remain in samsara. That is what is perishing. Where no other way of perishing. Mantra number 15. The concluding mantra of this section. It's a beautiful mantra again. Okay. Now, in this 15th mantra, which is the concluding mantra of this first section of second chapter, again, Upanishad really praises the vision of the essential oneness. Upanishad herself glorifies the vision of the essential oneness. Glorifying the essential oneness means glorifying the clear vision of one's own self being non-different. The truth being one. And the one who sees this non-difference. Non-difference means what? There are many differences now. There is Jiva Ishvara Bedaha, Jiva Jiva Bedaha, Jiva Jagat Bedaha, Jagat Ishvara Bedaha. The universe is different from Ishvara, Ishvara is different from the universe. Jagat Ishvara Beda. Jiva Ishvara Beda. Every individual is different from Ishvara. And every individual is different from every other individual. So Jiva Jiva Bedaha, Jiva Jagat Bedaha, Jagat Ishvara Bedaha, Jiva Ishvara Bedaha. All these differences are mithya. The very difference itself is mithya. There is no such a thing, no such a phenomenon called difference at all, absolutely. The very phenomenon called difference is only relative. Absolutely, there is only non-difference. There's no difference. Because difference, for something called difference, a phenomenon called difference to be there, there must be two things at least. Our Shastram says what is there is only the truth. And if that truth is looked upon as the Lord, from the standpoint of what is not real, the universe, we can say what is, that's only Ishvara. Absolutely, what the Shastram says is what is, there's only the reality. So Brahma Mokkate, the only Brahma. So Brahma Jagan Mithya Jivopi Brahma Eva Na Aparaha Brahma Satyam. Brahma alone is there. This is the ultimate vision one has to have. Only in accomplishing this vision, in having ascertained the vision of this fact, one does not attain freedom. One claims one can take ownership of the freedom also which is already there as one's own surup. So there is no difference at all. In fact, in Panchadashi, we see this beautiful Acharya explains. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called a difference, the noun in singular word at all. Singular itself is not there. How can you talk about differences? Divisions, parts. No, we can't talk about it at all. Absolutely. So, the one who hears this vision, one who sees this non-difference, is the person of the clear vision. In order to have this Abheda Darshanam, to have a clear vision of the non-difference, to have to see clearly the self, one's own self, being non-different from Ishvara. To see the Swarupam, essentially, Ishvara and Jiva are one the same. To see this, one must distinguish one's own self as the knower from the known, and thereby one must see what the knower is, who the knower is. That one has to arrive at the truth, obtaining as the very content of I, the subject of knowledge. Only having arrived at the sarupam of the knower I, having claimed, taking ownership of this abstract reality as one's own self, from the standpoint of the self, one can see what the non-difference. One's own self being non-different from Ishvara. Absolutely, there's no such thing called difference at all. One can see this. When a person distinguishes one's own self as the knower, when he sees this, I, the first person singular pronoun, I as the subject of knowledge. In teaching, when a person distinguishes I, the first person singular pronoun, as the knower, the subject of knowledge, all other pronouns become referred to only objects of knowledge. The only one pronoun, the first person singular pronoun, referring to, used by every individual to refer to one's own self, refers to only the subject of knowledge. I does not refer to any object of knowledge. Even though I also will understand it wrong. So I refers to only the subjective knowledge. And if you see subjective knowledge, the knower, who this knower is, distinguishing the knower from the known, if we see, we will understand the meaning of the word knower is the meaning of the word I. The substance of the substantive knower is the substance of substantive I. That substance is a substance, it is not, it's the most abstract, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest. Reality, and that reality arrived at, obtaining as the very content of I is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. That is where I must be resolved. The word wave must be resolved in the water by saying wave is water. If wave is not water, what is wave then? What else is wave? Wave is water. When you say the word wave is resolved in the water, cognitively, intellectually, the word wave becomes resolved in the water. Similarly, I should be resolved in this abstract, formless, intangible consciousness, awareness, knowledge. And it is this conscious, pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure knowledge is implied by the term Atma. In terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, the same reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of infinitude, limitlessness. And from the standpoint of consciousness, the pure awareness, there is no difference. It is only consciousness is there as the innermost essence of every jiva. In every upadhi, body, mind, sense complex, it is this Atma is there as the innermost essence. For the entity of the cosmos also, the truth is the same awareness. And this consciousness is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. One has to understand this. So here we're going to see in our perception, in the waking state, when we have the experience, when we experience the world, in experiences, definitely there is perception of duality. There is perception of plurality. We can never undo the perception of duality, never undo the perception of plurality. But still, without trying to undo, we cannot undo. In spite of having the perception of duality, plurality, divisions and differences, still we can see how absolutely what is only the non-dual, only secondless non-dual reality. Because everything is mithya. There cannot be something called perception. The perception itself is mithya. Perceptions of divisions is mithya. Divisions are mithya. Differences are mithya. There's nothing which is satyam other than this awareness. Awareness, the pure awareness, pure consciousness, only reality having independent existence. Therefore, there is Ishwara, whose Swarup is the same pure knowledge. And the Jiva, every Jiva is the same pure awareness. And what is the benefit of having the vision of this non-difference? It is discussed in this mantra. Let us see here. So Shankara Bhava Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra. Let us see. Yasya punaha vidyavataha vidvasta upadhikrita bheda darshanasya vishuddha vijnana vijnana ghanaikarasam advayam atmanam pashyataha vijanataha munehe mananashilasya atmasarupam katham sambhavati iti ucchyate. Let me make it. So Shankaracharya says, in this mantra, what is said? Ucchyate. Kim ucchyate asmin mantre? Asmin agami panchadashe mantre kim ucchyate? What is said in the 15th mantra? Atma swarupam katham sambhavati. Atma swarupam katham sambhavati iti ucchyate. In this following mantra, Atma swarupam katham, how is this essential nature of Atma, means how is the Atma, how is the essential nature of the truth of one's own self? Atma swarupam katham sambhavati iti uchyate. Okay, for whom? Atma swarupam, of course Shastram says repeatedly, the swarupam, essential nature of every individual is one and the same. And that essential nature is nothing but the reality, pure awareness implied with Atma. But we do not know. So for a person who knows, for him, how is the swarupam of the self, one's own self? Atma swarupam katham sambhavati. The essential nature of the self, one's own self. How is it? How is the essential nature of the self? For a wise person. For an ignorant person, there's no knowledge of the essential nature of the self. For ignorant person, I means the body, I means the mind, I means the sense organs, I means the pranas. The word I refers to all the anatma aspects in different contexts. For ajnani, even though jnani, for ajnani, absolutely, essentially, the same swarup, every jnani and ajnani, for everyone, swarup means the same. But for ajnani, he does not know what his swarup means. Whereas for a jnani, who knows what his swarup means. So for him, it is said, Atma swarupam katham sambhavati. How is the essential nature of the self? How is the essential nature of the self? Or what is the essential nature of the self? For a jnani, for a wise person who knows his swarupam. So who is a jnani? Too beautifully here. First, he is a jnani. Vidyavan is jnani. One who has vidya is vidyavan. So vidyavataha atma swarupam katham sambhavati iti ucchyate. It is said in the following mantra, how exactly is the essential nature of the self for a person of knowledge? for a person of wisdom, vidyavataha. So vidyavan, pratama vibhakti, vidyavataha, positive case. For a person of knowledge, vidyavataha, atasarvam katham bhavati. Not the body, not the mind, not the sense organs, not the physiological functions, not anything material for him. For vidyavataha, for a wise person, for a person of knowledge, for a person of wisdom, atmasarupam, vishuddha vijnana ghana ekarasam. Very nice. Vishuddha vijnana ghana ekarasam. For a person of, for a vidyavataha, for a person of knowledge, atma swarupam katham sambhavati ityukte, how the essential nature of the self is, vishuddha vijnana ghana ekarasam. So shuddha means pure. Vishuddha, absolutely pure essence of consciousness. Okay, the word ghana, vi, prefix vi, we have to supply the word pure. Absolutely pure essence of consciousness. Vishuddha vijnana ghana yeka rasam. Atmasarupam katam sambhavati vidyavataha. Vidyavataha vishuddha vijnana ghana ekarasam atmasarupam. So for a wise person, for a vidyavan, for personal knowledge, atmasarupam is nothing but pure essence of, absolutely pure essence of only consciousness. Ekarasam. And who is this vidyavan? Okay, one more says, advayam. Okay, the non-dual. Okay, let me say, make it here. Vidvasta, who is this vidyavan? Who is this person of knowledge? Vidvasta. Upadikrita Veda Darshanasya. See, Darshanam, Veda Darshanam is only because of the Upadis. Upadikrita Veda Darshanam Vidvastam Yasya. The wise person is the one whose Veda Darshanam, whose this difference, the perception of difference, at the erroneous perception of difference caused by the upadi, upadikrita beda darshanam, vidvastam. Vidvastam means removed, dispelled. So the wise person is the one whose perception of division or difference caused by upadi has been completely removed. Vidvastam. So vidvasta upadikrita beda darshanaha. Say jnani. See, the jnani is, Shankaracharya uses many words to describe a jnani. First of all, vidyavan. Then vidvasta upadikrita beda darshanaha. The one whose vision of difference, the perception of difference caused by upadi has been completely resolved. Vidvasta upadi krita bheda darshanaha. Second adjective of jnani. Third word. Vishuddha vijnana ghana ekarasam advayam atmanam pashyataha. Jnani is the one who is seeing clearly. Pashyan jnani. He pashyan asti. Jnani is the one who is clearly seeing the self, the non-dual self. Advayam atmanam pashyati. Jnani is the one who sees the non-dual self, which is essentially, absolute, essentially, only, absolutely pure consciousness. So Jnani is the one who is seeing the non-dual self, which is nothing but the only essence of absolutely pure consciousness. Vishuddha vijnana ghana eka rasam advayam atmanam pashyan jnani. The third adjective. Again, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Pashyataha means not physically seeing. Vijanataha. The person who clearly knows. Janataha. For the person who knows. Vijanataha. The person who is clearly knowing. Who knows clearly. Who sees clearly. The non-dual self. Which is only absolutely pure, the essence of consciousness. Fourth word, munehe. At the wise person is also a munihi. Who is munihi? Manana shilaha munihi. Munehe manana shilasya. Manana shilaha. Shilam means discipline. Mananam shilam yasya. Saha manana shilaha. The one who is given to the discipline of constantly dwelling upon the fact. So, even dwelling upon is a discipline. Not an easy joke. So, manana shilaha. Mananam shilam yasya. Sahamana Shilaha, one who is of the discipline of dwelling, meditating, contemplating, is Manana Shilaha. And who is the Munihi? And Manana Shilaha is Munihi. So, this wise person definitely must be the one who is given to the discipline of dwelling upon the teaching. Therefore, the wise person who is given to the discipline of contemplating upon the teaching, thereby who has very clear knowledge, who sees very clearly one's own self being non-dual, Atma, which is only absolutely pure essence of consciousness. Thereby whose perception of difference, whose vision of difference has been completely resolved. Hachi Jnani, for him, how is the nature of the self? Atma Surabham Katham Sambhavati Iti Uchyate. Is it clear? All these words describe Jnani. Vidyavan, Vidvasta Upadhikrita Veda Darshanaha, Vishuddha Vijnana Ghanaikarasa Rasaha. No, Vishuddha Vijnana Ghanaikarasam Advayam Atmanam Pashyan Vijanan Munihi Manashilaha. So all the words, different words describing a wise person. For such a wise person, for the one who is given to the discipline of dwelling upon contemplating the Swarupam, the teaching, there be one who is the clear knowledge, one who is the clear perception, one who is clear vision of the non-dual self, which is one absolutely pure essence of consciousness. Therefore, the one whose vision of difference has been resolved, vision of difference, the perception of difference and duality caused by the upadis has been resolved, for such a jnani, what is the sarup of the Atma? How is the sarup of the Atma? Okay. So Shankara Bhagavad introduces this verse, mantra. Are you all clear? Okay. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam munir vijanata atma bhavati gautama. Hey Gautama, Lord Yama addresses Nachiketaha for a change. Hey Gautama, hey Nachiketaha, Nachiketas. He says, munehe vijanataha munehe atma evam bhavati. So for a muni, for a sage who is given to the discipline of contemplation upon the subject matter, the teaching, who is given discipline of contemplation, thereby who has very clear, doubt-free knowledge, vijanataha, for a person who has the very clear doubt-free knowledge, vijanataha munihe, atma evam bhavati, this is how atma is. For everybody, this is how atma is. But for a person who does not know, atma is not in this, not this way. For a person of knowledge, vijanataha munehe atma evam bhavati. Atma, this is how atma is, evam bhavati. This is how atma is. For a person who has for a person who is given to discipline of contemplation, thereby who has the very clear vision, for him this is how atma is. Okay. Vijanataha munihe atma evam bhavati. Katham bhavati. The first line says, yatha, just as, shuddham, shuddhe, shuddham udakam asiktam. Shuddham udakam, pure, clean water. Shuddhe asiktam. Shuddhe udake is implied, okay? Shuddham udakam, shuddhe udake asiktam. Yatha bhavati. Just as the pure water poured into the pure water remains one, undifferentiated. Non-different. Tadrugeva bhavati. That is how for a wise person atma is. Which means for him, what is only the atma. And that what is impermanent atma is pure awareness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The pure consciousness for him is one. It is non-different. It is difference-free, free from differences. It is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So we should not stretch the example again. We should just take it little and then leave it as it is. Water from one, pure water from one container poured into the pure water in another container become one. There's only one substance called water, one substance called H2O. There's no difference at all. There's no difference at all. Even though containers were two different containers, but water poured from one container to another container remains as what? Only substance called water, only substance called H2O. They're not two. There is no difference at all. There's no difference, there's no division. Similarly, we don't need to take it literally as pouring, etc. Upanishad uses the term siktam, asiktam, shuddham udakam, shuddhe udake asiktam, shuddham udakam, yatha yekam bhavati. Yatha, it remains one only, one and the same substance. Tadru geva bhavati. Vijanataha munehe atma evam bhavati. It means the swarupam of every jiva is one and the same. Same. Here, just as containers are different, the water is the same. Content water is the same. Similarly, upadis are different. Physical upadis, bodies are different. Minds are different. Pranas are different. Thoughts are different. Of course, the upadis are different. Different, there is difference in upadis. And upadis are material in nature. Upadis are inert. Upadis are mithya. Upadis do not have their own independent existence at all. So the Isha Upadhi, the Jagat, has no independent existence. Jiva Upadhi, of course, has no independent existence at all. Therefore, the Upadhi is mithya. Mithya means it's as good as non-existent. It's not absolutely there. It's as though there. But a Satyam, the truth, that in which all the upadis exist, that abstract, subtlest reality, in which all the upadis enjoy their seeming existence, that which pervades all the upadis, that reality is one and the same. At least here you can say water from one container becomes mixed with the other container. So some joining is there, really speaking. With reference to the Atma, there's no such a thing called merger. There's no such thing called merging, uniting, becoming union, you know, having union. No. This reality can never unite with anything. No jiva can ever unite with other jiva. No jiva can ever unite with Ishvara. Why? Because uniting, union, merging is not possible. Because it is never away. No jiva is ever away from any other jiva. Really speaking, the very word jiva itself is a temporary title given to the same reality. Because this reality implied by the term Atma is one, indivisible, undivided, free from differences, partless, whole. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives example, Shastra gives example, the best example of space. In the space, different enclosures exist. The walls, see, which seem to be dividing the space, the walls of the house, which seem to be dividing the space, themselves stand in the space. The pot enclosure exists in space. The so-called pot enclosure exists in space only. Existing in space, remaining in space, it seems to be enclosing the space. The seeming enclosure. So we say pot space, room space, kitchen space, bedroom space. There are not many spaces. What is only indivisible, undivided, partless space. So the temporary qualifications as pot space, the temporary qualification attributed to the space, puja room space, kitchen space, toilet space, temporary qualifications. From the standpoints of the enclosures which themselves stand in the space. Absolutely, space is ever indivisible, undivided, because the seeming enclosures, the seeming dividers themselves stand in the space. Similarly here, pot space never merge with the total space. Can never merge because it is never away. For something to merge, to unite, it must be away. When is the jiva? What is jiva? Pure consciousness. What is Ishvara? Pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? Brahma, Atma. It's one. The second consciousness is no, secondless. Even matter is not there. Therefore, what? Matter is not there as a parallel reality. It was non-dual. And this is indivisible, undivided. Indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Similarly here, Shuddham Udakam Shuddhe Shuddhe Udake Asiktam Shuddham Udakam Yatha. Just as the water, pure water poured into another container of pure water remains as only pure water. It is not at all different. Similarly here, the swarupam of every jiva, the content of I obtaining in the mind of every individual, the innermost essence of all the living and non-living things is one and the same abstract reality, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure existence, pure consciousness, pure awareness. So upadis are different. The mithya, seemingly real, empirically real, upadis or mithya upadis are different. The difference is only between the mithya upadis, therefore the difference also is mithya. What is absolutely real is this one indivisible, undivided, difference-free, pure awareness, pure consciousness. This is what is the Atma, the essential nature of the self. For a person, a jnani, who knows very clearly, who is given to discipline of contemplation. Vijanataha munehe, for a wise person, a jnani muni, this is how Atma becomes. This is what Atma is. I don't want to say becomes. Atma is. So what Atma is for what is the essential nature of the Atma for a jnani? The same essential nature is for a jnani also. For a jnani, he knows, therefore Atma is that. For a jnani who does not know, it is not. Okay. Yatha udakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam munehe vijanataha atma bhavati Gautama. Hey Gautama, yatha shuddhe udake asiktam shuddham udakam yekameva bhavati. Tadrigeva, tathayeva, bhavati. Evam vijanataha munehe atma bhavati. This is how Atma is one, indivisible, undivided truth for a wise person. Okay. You see the Bhashyam now? Are you all ready for the Bhashyam? Okay. Yathodakam Yatha Udakam Shuddhe. We all know very well the meaning of the word Shuddham. Still Shankaracharya writes Prasanne. Shuddhe Prasanne. Udak Prasanne. Just as in the pure, clear water, shuddham, prasannam, the pure, clear water, asiktam, asiktam means what? Prakshiptam, prakshipt, asiktam means sprinkled, asiktam, poured, thrown, prakshiptam, thrown, or poured. The pure clear water poured into the pure clear water. Yekarasameva. Prakshiptam yekarasameva. Remains as what? Only liquid. Only essence. Mean what now? They're not different. There is no difference at all. There's only one substance called water. Yekarasameva. Na anyatha. There's nothing else other than one pure water. Na anyatha. Oh, because mixing of one water into other water, pure water, some difference comes, some difference is there, some change happens, something. No, nothing. Na anyatha. Nothing happens. There is only, there's no difference or whatsoever. There's just only thing called water. Before they were in two different containers. After becoming also, remaining together also in one also, they're one only. Before also, there's no difference. After also, there's no difference. Okay. The substance is H2O. Tadrugeva bhavati, atma api yeva meva bhavati, tadrugeva bhavati. Tadrugeva means tatha eva bhavati. Tadrugeva bhavati means tatha eva bhavati. In the same way, Atma api yeva meva bhavati. The same way, the Atma, the all-pervasive, indivisible, undivided reality, abstract surplus reality, formless reality, implied the term Atma also, obtaining as the self also becomes, Atma also becomes the same. Atma also is the same. Ekatvam vijanatah. Atma also is one and the same. Even though there seems to be Atma, that even though there's Atma in every individual upadhi, that Atma obtaining in every individual upadhi is one and the same. See, inside the body, mind, and complex, there is Atma. In the body, in every cell, there is Atma. Outside the body also, there is Atma. Only thing is, the Atma, which is outside of the physical body, is pervading the outermost area of the body, is not recognizable. Why? There is no upadhi. There's no manifestation. You can recognize the Atma only in the manifesting medium. Body, mind, sense complex serve as manifesting media. Directly, Atma becomes manifest in the mind. Through the mind, Atma becomes manifest in the sense organs and the physical body. Therefore, where this manifesting medium is there, that manifestation is there, Atma is recognizable. When nothing is there outside the physical body, between two bodies, what happens? Here is one body, there's another body. And each and in every body, there is Atma, you think. Really speaking. Inside all the bodies, there is Atma, is there is essence, innermost essence. Available for recognition as the content of I. What about in between two bodies? In between two bodies also, there is Atma. You see open space, isn't it? Between two physical entities, you see open space. In that open space, what is there? Is Atma or not? Of course there is Atma. But you can't recognize. You can't recognize. Why? Because there's no manifestation. Recognition of our consciousness is possible. Recognition of awareness is possible only if there is manifestation. Manifestation is possible only where there is manifesting media. So all the living beings, you are recognizing consciousness because there is manifestation of consciousness. In the non-living things, consciousness is not available for recognition because there is no manifestation. So in between two physical bodies, the gap, is there a consciousness or not? Of course, there is consciousness. But it is not available because consciousness can never be arrived at as an object. Even though every object is consciousness, consciousness is there as the truth of every object, existence of every object. But consciousness can never be arrived at as an object. You cannot conceive mentally. You cannot perceive through senses. So consciousness is not an object. Consciousness, this abstract formless awareness has to be arrived at only as a rupam of the I, the knower, an object. But for it recognized, there must be manifestation. That's why in all the living beings, you recognize. Awareness available for recognition as the knowledge backing the order involved in the functions of life. You don't see the knowledge through physical eyes. You can understand the knowledge being manifest. But in your own self, for a human being, in one's own mind, that Atma, the all-pervasive only reality, is available for recognition as the very content of I, experiencer, knower. Okay, therefore, now we have to understand what? Atma is not just as water, pure clean water poured into a container of another pure clean water remains as one. There's no difference at all. So also, Atma is there as the one secondless, non-dual, undivided, indivisible, partless whole. For whom? Ekatvam vijanataha munehe mananashilasya. For a muni who is given to the discipline of contemplation, who has a very clear vision of the oneness of the Atma, for him, Atma is like that only. It means Atma is absolutely free from difference. Tasmat. So, ekattam vijanataha munehe. Munehe means manashilasya ke gautama. Atma api evameva bhavati. Atma is also like that only. Like that means like what? Like the pure clean water poured into another container of pure clean water remains as one. Not different at all. Not different at all. Okay. Tasmat kutarkika bheda drishtim nastika kudrishtim cha ujjhitva matru pitru sahasrebhyopi hitaishina vedena upadishtam atmaikatvadarshanam shantadarpaihi adaraniyam ityarthaha tasmat kim kartavyam. Therefore, what should be done? Kim kartavyam, kim karaniyam. So what should be done? Adaraniyam. Therefore, it must be revered, followed. What should be revered? What should be followed? Vedena upadishtam. Vedena upadishtam adaraniyam. What the teaching given by the Veda Shastra. Vedena upadishtam. What? That which is taught by the Veda Shastra. Vedena upadishtam adraniyam. So Vedena upadishtam adraniyam. This is what Shankar Bhagavad Pada, Vaidika. Okay. Vedena upadishtam adraniyam. That which is been taught. That which is taught by the Veda Shastram. That which is revealed by the Veda Shastram must be understood, revered, supported and followed. For our own well-being, not for anything else. What is Vedena? Kim Vedena Upadishtam? What is taught by the Veda Shastram? Atmaikatva Darshanam. Atma Ekatva Darshanam. Veda very clearly teaches. Vedena Kim Upadishtam? What is taught by the Veda Shastram? What was taught, what has been taught, what has been being taught, what is taught. Vedena kim upadishtam? Atma ekatva darshanam. The vision of the oneness of the abstract reality implied by the term Atma. Atmanaha ekatvasya darshanam. Atmanaha ekatvasya darshanam. Atma ekatva darshanam. The vision, darshanam, the vision of the oneness of the essential reality, absolute reality, implied by the term Atma. This is taught by the Veda Shastra. Okay. How is said here? Shanta darpaihi. Darpaha means pride. Now, because of ignorance, very natural for us to ఎంటర్టైన్ ఈగో, అహంకారం. అహంకారం మీద ఐ సెన్స్ ఓకే న్యాచురల్, బట్ శాంత దర్పేహి మీన్స్ విత్ కీపింగ్ లో ప్రొఫైల్. ఓకే, విత్ కీపింగ్ లో ప్రొఫైల్ యాజ్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ లో ప్రొఫైల్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ విద శాస్త్రం. సో నో నో, ఐ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ వేద శాస్త్రం అయితే ప్రమాణం. ఐ డోంట్ వై షుడ్ ఐ అక్సెప్ట్ వేదాస్తి ప్రమాణం, బికాస్ సజెస్ట్ బికాస్ సంబడీ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్. ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ శ్రద్ధ అండి వేద శాస్త్రం. యూనో లైక్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ తమిళనాడు స్పీక్ సమ్ టైమ్స్, ఓకే, నాట్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్, సమ్ పీపుల్ వి డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ వేదాస్తి ప్రమాణం. మీన్ దిస్ దిస్ దర్ ఇస్ దర్ప. సో శాంత దర్పై, శాంత దర్ప ఏషాం తే శాంత దర్ప. పీపుల్ హూ కీప్ లో ప్రొఫైల్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ వాట్, పీపుల్ హూ నో హూ హ్యావ్ పాసిఫైడ్ దయర్ అహంకార, హూ అహంకార హ్యాస్ బీన్ మేడ్ థిన్ ఆర్ ఇన్ స్వామిజీస్ లాంగ్వేజ్ పాసిఫైడ్ బై దమ్. The teaching of the Veda Shastram in terms of the vision of the oneness of the Atma must be revered and followed. Adaraniyam. Veda upvedena upadishtam atmaika darshanam shanta darpaihi adaraniyam. This is the meaning. Okay. Kidrushaha Vedaha. కీదృశేన వేదేన ఉపదిష్టం. ఓకే, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ ఏకత్వ దర్శనం, ది వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ రివీల్డ్ బై ది వేద శాస్త్రం. సో ఓకే, విచ్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వేద ఈజ్ ఇట్? వేద ఈజ్ హితైషి. వై వేద ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శృతి మాత, ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ 108 టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ మై మెనీ ఆఫ్ మై క్లాసెస్. If I tell you today, it will feel very, very bored. So I will not repeat it. So Vedena Kidrushaha Vedaha. Kidrushena Vedena. Hitaishina Vedena. Vedaha is always Hitaishi. Hitaishi means what? Well-wisher. Veda is our well-wisher. How do you get this word? Hitam Ichchati Iti Hitaishi. Yaha hitam ichchati hitaishi. Your hitam, hitam means wellness, welfare. Ichchati, Veda desires, Veda wants your wellness. So hitam ichchati iti hitaishi. So Veda is hitaishi. Nakarantaha pullingaha hitaishin shabdaha. తృతీయ భక్తో హితైషినా, హితైషినా వేదేన. సో దిస్ అమేజింగ్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఓనర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ టాట్ బై ది వేద, అవర్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ అబ్సల్యూట్ వెల్ విషన్ హితైషిన శాంత దర్పై, ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి రివ్యూర్డ్. ఓకే, and how, what sort of well-wish is Veda? Veda is greater well-wisher than, see, your mother in this whole jagat, I tell you, there cannot be a well-wisher of one's own child than a mother. There cannot be a better well-wisher, greater well-wisher of one's own child than a mother. Mata is the greatest well-wisher of her own child. Pita is supposed to be, okay, the greatest well-wisher of his own child. Mata pitarau, that's why in India, no, of course, Mata Pita, the first foremost gods for us. There cannot be a better, a greater well-wisher of one's own child than mother and father. సో మాతా పితరు, బట్ హియర్ మాతృణాం సహస్రం థౌజండ్ ఆఫ్ మదర్స్, పితృణాం సహస్రం thousand of fathers. Mata pitroho sahasram. Thousand of mothers and fathers. Now, matru pitru sahasram. Matru naam sahasram. Pitru naam sahasram. Mata pitroho sahasram. You know, mata pitrunam sahasram. Matru pitru sahasram. Thousand of mothers and fathers. Then, you say, matru pitru sahasrebhyah api. Matru pitru sahasrebhyah api. This fact, this vision of the oneness of the Atma taught by the well-wisher Veda, the well-wisher, greater well-wisher, Veda, which is, who is a greater well-wisher than even thousand of mothers and fathers. This must be followed. Okay. So, matru pitru sahasrebhyah api hitaishina vedena upadishtam atmaikatva darshanam shantadarpaihi adraniyam. It must be revered and followed. The teaching of the Veda Shastram must be followed. Thereby, the vision of the Veda Shastram, vision revealed by the Veda Shastram, the oneness of the Atma, the vision of the oneness of the Atma must be understood and revealed. See, unless you have Shraddha, you can't understand it, isn't it? Okay. Therefore, matru pitru sahasrebhyah api hitaishi vedaha. Veda is a much greater well-wisher than not one mother, one father. Imagine even thousand of mothers and fathers also. Absolutely. Because your freedom, your mokshaha, your fullness of happiness, what you are desperately aspiring for, searching for everything, that you can discover only as your own Swarupam. You have to take ownership of your Swarupam, for which you need to discover Swarupam. You need to understand this vision, understand, have this vision of the essential oneness of the Atma. The vision of the non-dual reality you must have, for which no, Veda only has to be followed. That should be reviewed. That's why Vedena Upadishtam Atmaikatva Darshanam Hitaishina Vedena. Matru Pitru Hasrebhyahapi Hitaishina Vedena Upadishtam Atmaikatva Darshanam Shanta Darpaihi Adraniyam. Got it? Sanskritam sounds like your own mother tongue, isn't it? Very simple and beautiful. Okay. Okay, so if you have to follow the Veda Shastram, what should be given up first? Now, ujjitva means what? Having completely ignored, rejected. Having rejected, ujjitva. See, you have to just reject, ignore the views of different schools of thought. Why different schools of thought? The different schools of thought we have and different philosophical systems. Some of them are known as Nastikaha. Nastika Darshanani. Some of them are Astika Darshanani. There are some schools of thought which accept Veda Shastram as the Pramanam. So they are known as Astika Darshanani. Some philosophical systems, some schools of thought known as Nastika Darshanani, they do not accept Veda at all as a Pramanam. Nastika Darshanani. So we have all this. We have Avedikas in the Veda in India, no problem. All of them. So people who accept Veda as the Pramanam also have their own limitations in their thinking. Certain limitations, somewhere they're stuck. They can't go beyond certain things. And some Nastika Darshan, of course, who do not accept Veda at all, they have their own confusions. So, Ujjitva, having rejected totally all these different schools of thought who accept the difference, who argue that there is difference, a difference in the Atma. Difference in the Atma means what? For them, the Jiva Ishvara Beda is real for them. Some Nastik Dashai do not even accept Ishvara. But they all have their own different views and contentions of the truth of the universe. So, Shankaracharya says, Tasmat, therefore, Kutarkika Beda Drishtim. First, what is Kutarkika Beda Drishtihi? Kutarkika Beda Drishtim Ujjitva. Having ignored, having rejected, completely having rejected, what? Kutarkika Beda Drishtim. So, Kutarkika Beda Drishtihi means what? Beda Drishtihi means perception of duality or perception of difference. And which is kutarkika, illogical. Tarkika means logical. Kutarkika means illogical. Illogical means what? Definitely it is wrong. Kutarkika beda drishtim ujjitva, having ignored, rejected, overlooked the erroneous, illogical perception. Erroneous, illogical perception of people of other schools of thought. Then, nastika kudrushtim, kudrushtim. So, kutarkika beda drishtihi, no, that is erroneous perception of duality or difference, which is illogical. Having rejected the illogical, erroneous perception of the difference, the duality of people of philosophical systems which accept Veda Shastram, then nastika kudrushtim cha ujjitva, and also ignoring, having ignored, rejected the erroneous, illogical perception of the people of the philosophical systems which do not accept the Veda Pramanam. So, nastika kudrushtihi means nastika darshanikanam kudrushtim ujjitva. Nastika darshanikaha means the philosophers of nastika, no, philosophers of the schools of thought which do not accept Veda as the pramanam. Then kutarkika beda drishtihi means what? The erroneous perception, illogical perception of the people of the different schools of thought which accept Veda as the pramana. So, astika darshanikaha, nastika darshanikaha. We have 10 different schools of thought. All of them have their own view of the reality. They all have their own contention of the truth. They have their own view of the Atma. All their views and contentions are erroneous, illogical also. Ve kudrushtihi. So, cha ujjitva. Then what we should accept now? Matru pitru asrebhya api hitaishina vedo veda vedena upadishtam atmaikatva darshanam shanta darpanehi adaraneyam. So, as the people who have who have really pacified their ahankara. But yes, this vision of the oneness of the Atma, declared, taught by the Veda Shastram, the only well-wisher, well-wisher, is well-wish, greater well-wisher than even thousands of mothers and fathers, should be accepted. So we don't need to really know what, how the different schools of thought, they have their own views, contentions. In other Upanishads, we are going to see, when we'll be studying Chandogya Bhashya Mother Path, at that time, we'll be seeing their views also. Okay, now, as I said already, Kutarkika Beda Drishtihi stands for Astika Darshanani. Nastika Kudrishtihi stands for Nastika Darshanani. All of them accept, all of them have their own different views. What is the view for them? Atma, they all accept uniformly the difference. Difference. So yoga philosophers, the followers of the yoga school of thought, the yoga system of philosophy, founded by the great Kapila, Patanjali, the yoga system of philosophy of Patanjali Rishi. Then Sankhya school of thought, Sankhya system of philosophy, for which the co-founder was Kapila Rishi. Then Nyaya school of thought, Nyaya system of philosophy of Gautama Rishi. Then Vaiseshika school of thought. See, all of them are rishis only, not ordinary people. Kanada Rishi was the founder. And of course, we have even the Purvamimamsaka school of thought. Purvamimamsaka, who accept only the Karma Kanda as the exalted text. The performing rituals, enjoying the benefits, is the ultimate goal for them. For them, they believe only, they do karma for produce results, enjoy results. That is the ultimate. You can achieve everything by doing karma, enjoying results. So their poor Mimamsaka system of school of thought. So all these, actually, all these are six systems of philosophy, which the philosophers of which accept Veda as the Pramana. Of course, we also have Nastika Darshanani, the systems of philosophy, the schools of thought who do not accept Veda as the Pramana. Therefore, they are known as Nastikaha. So the Charvaka school of thought, of course, then Jains, Jainism, the people of Jainamatam. Then the four sects of Buddhism, Madhyamika Bauddhaha, also known as Shunyavadinaha, Yogachara Bauddhaha, also known as Kshanika Vijnana Vadinaha, and we have Sautrantikaha, so Vaibhasikaha. So the four different four sects of Buddhism. So all of them, so four schools of thought of Buddhism and two Charvakas and also Jainas. All of them are Nastika Darshanani. All of them have very, very erroneous, illogical views. Of course, our own Vaidikas who accept Veda as the Pramana, they also have some the problem in accepting the oneness of the Atma. Somewhere they have some problem. So Shankaracharya says, Tasmat, therefore, Kutar ಕಿಕ ಭೇದ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಂ ಉಜ್ಜಿತ್ವಾ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ ಕುದೃಷ್ಟಿಂ ಚ ಉಜ್ಜಿತ್ವಾ ಓಕೆ ಇಗ್ನೋರಿಂಗ್ ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಮಾತೃ ಪಿತೃ ಹಸ್ರೇಭ್ಯ ಅಪಿ ಹಿತೈಷಿಣ ವೇದೇನ ಉಪದಿಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮ ಏಕತ್ವ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಶಾಂತ ದರ್ಪೈ ಆದರಣೀಯಂ ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫಿಡ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಒನ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಟಾಟ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ವೆಲ್ ವಿಷನ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟರ್ ವೆಲ್ ವಿಷನ್ ವೆಲ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್ ದಿ ವೇದಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ರಿವಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಇತಿ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಜಗತ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಪ್ಲೂರಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಿನಾಮಿನನ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ದ ವೆರೈಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ Mithya means it is not really there. It is only seemingly there. What is real is, absolute real is the Atma. So the vision of the Jnani, there is only secondless, non-dual, indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. The reality, consciousness, implied by the term Atma. ಇತಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಭಗವತ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ಪಾದ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತಃ ಕೃತೌ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯೇ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾಧ್ಯಾಯೇ ಪ್ರಥಮಾವಲ್ಲಿ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಸಮಾಪ್ತಂ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಎಂಡೆಡ್ ದಿ ಕಮೆಂಟರಿ ಆನ್ the first section in the second chapter of the commentary upon Kathopanishad in the work of Sri Shankara Bhagavatpada Shankaracharya the disciple of the great Govindapada who is ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೊ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸಾಲ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಟೈಟಲ್ಸ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ರಿವೀಲ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ Guru of Adishankaracharya. So his disciple Shankaracharya and his commentary on Kathopanishad, especially here the commentary on the first section of his, in the second chapter of Kathopanishad is concluded here, ended here. Iti Srimad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavad Pujya Pada Sishya ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತಃ ಕೃತೌ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯೇ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾಧ್ಯಾಯೇ ಪ್ರಥಮವಲ್ಲಿ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಸಮಾಪ್ತಂ ಓಕೆ ನೌ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಂಡೆಡ್ ಐ ಟು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟುಮಾರೋ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಓಕೆ ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಟುಡೇ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಂಬಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು Repeat certain things to make it clear. It's okay. See, after the class, you don't need to go back and see, isn't it? It becomes very clear here itself, in the class itself. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.